Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When children lash out, the next steps are to calm them down and understand what's wrong. SUNY Canton's director of the Early Childhood AS degree program, Maureen Miyako, discusses her method of thinking time.
I never utilized the term timeout in my teaching practice. I referred to it as thinking time, and it could be any place in the classroom that would meet the child's needs at that given moment. For example, if I had a child that was striking out at others, it would clearly indicate to me that that child was feeling frustrated. So the child would be redirected to a center in the classroom that could calm and soothe. It could involve exploring in water play, sand, shaving cream, or Play-Doh, where it's perfectly fine to pound, pinch, and squeeze the dough. Tactile experiences can work magic to a child that's feeling out of sorts. You can even make homemade stress balls for children using deflated balloons and sand. I had the following rules in my classroom. Respect yourself, others, and the classroom. If these rules were not being followed, it was my job to help identify the source of the reaction, closely observing what occurs before, during, and after altercations, and then removing and providing for the child an acceptable alternative. Young children do not have the self-regulation or often the words to acknowledge and diffuse situations independently. It is the teacher's responsibility to provide to children what they need, no matter how difficult. I made a point to speak to children at their level, then removed them from the situation, gave all of my attention to the victim, if another child was involved, and then addressed the issue with the child that was causing the problem. Time out in the traditional sense is humiliating. Think of being pulled over by a police officer. Everyone stops and slows down and looks. That is the feeling a child has when they're sent to time out. When we're trying to build social skills, it seems contradictory to utilize a method that isolates and blatantly calls out a child. In addition, time out gives the child exactly what they want, attention.
That was SUNY Canton's Maureen Miyako. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.